this bulletin. A pilot dead after a helicopter crashes into the roof of a hotel in Queensland. Indigenous Knowledge Priority announced for the new National Science Framework. And early voting begins ahead of the Northern Territory election next week. Has died in a helicopter crash on the roof of a hotel in far north Queensland. Emergency services rushed to the scene after reports the twin-engine helicopter hit the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel in Cairns before 2 a.m. on Monday. Between 300 and 400 people were evacuated from the hotel. Police have confirmed the pilot was the only person on board. He died at the scene. Forensic investigations are underway to formally identify them. An exclusion zone remains in place covering the city's Esplanade and Mini, Upland and Grafton streets. This woman told Channel 9 she saw the crash happen.
The helicopter came tearing from over here, probably where it was. It was a tourist helicopter, red helicopter, I think it was a tourist one. Came screaming along here in the sky, real fast, long now. And then it went away 10 minutes and it came back cheering along here, right along, real fast. Just came smashing straight into this building.
Indigenous knowledge systems will be a focus of a revamped set of scientific priorities announced by the federal government. The new National Science Statement and National Science and Research Priorities replaced the current framework published in 2015, which the government said was no longer fit for purpose. In a first for the policy, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples will be prioritised in the sector by incorporating Indigenous knowledge in emerging technologies, particularly digital and data, while protecting their cultural and intellectual property. Under the framework, research that affects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples will be guided by them, whether as community leaders, traditional knowledge holders, or researchers. The policy also calls for research to address the approach to climate change adaptation that supports regional and remote communities. The remote South Australian Aboriginal community Yalata is striving to become financially self-sufficient with community-owned enterprises and has found a way to create jobs from thousands of dead trees. Known to the Anangu as Kayata, the trees are a traditional source of shelter and slow-burning fuel. The younger men have created a growing enterprise harvesting the dead trees for firewood. The firewood enterprise has created work for another 20 people. The firewood business is also supporting the older generation with regular wood deliveries, services that group manager William Buckskin says makes the boys proud.
They always praise us up and let us know what we've done and what it meant in that way, and so it keeps us going more daily, so, and getting these younger, more followers here to get stuck into it instead of, you know, doing the wrong things out there.
Early voting has started in the Northern Territory ahead of the election next week. Voters will select 25 members of the NT Legislative Assembly for fixed four-year terms. Labour holds 14 seats, the Country Liberal Party has 7, and the opposition will need to win at least 13 to govern in its own right. Voters can also now cast their votes using mobile voting or the postal vote option. Crime, cost of living and housing have emerged as the key election issues. The Human Rights Law Centre has called on all parties in the Northern Territory to commit to supporting policies to reduce Indigenous incarceration rates. Around 90% of the NT's adult prison population is Aboriginal, and almost all children in youth detention in the Territory are also Aboriginal. Earlier this month, the NT Police Commissioner Michael Murphy used a speech at the Gamma Festival to apologise for systematic racism within the NT Police and vowed to bring about change. The Human Rights Law Centre says it wants to see community-led, self-determined supports and independent police accountability watchdog and action to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 12 to at least 14 years old. Albanese government frontbencher Eddie Husic says messages to Israel are being ignored and the government should remain open for further sanctions On Saturday, July 10, an Israeli airstrike hit a school where displaced Palestinians were sheltering in Gaza City, killing at least 90 people. Australia last month imposed financial sanctions and travel bans on Israeli settlers for the first time. Mr. Husic told the ABC further actions should be considered.
Israel is not listening to the words, and I think increasingly the international community will need to take a harder line on this. Words will not cut it. Actions will need to be brought to bear here. It's why I said a few weeks ago we should remain open-minded on the issue of further sanctions. We've announced some. We should potentially announce more.
The new federal housing minister says her priority is to get more homes for Australians. Claire O'Neill took on the role as part of a cabinet reshuffle triggered by the resignation of Linda Burney and Brendan O'Connor. There's no clear passage through Parliament for the government's two pieces of housing legislation, the Built to Rent and Help to Buy schemes. Greens leader Adam Burns says the party wants to negotiate with Labor.
Labor's indications are that they're going to keep backing the billions in handouts to wealthy property investors that deny renters a chance to buy a home. Labor's indicated that it's their way or the highway. Labor needs to shift that approach. We're willing to talk, is Labor.
Federal Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says the federal government should heed the call of the widower of former Labor MP Peter Murphy on gambling reforms. The late Peter Murphy chaired the committee that made 31 recommendations about reducing online gambling harm, has made a plea to her party to outlaw gambling advertisements. Her partner, Rod Glover, has added his voice to calls over the weekend by former Prime Ministers John Howard and Malcolm Turnbull to implement the outstanding recommendations. The Albanese government has implemented a self-exclusion register and banned credit card use for gambling. Mr. Wilkie says the federal government needs to do more.
That we're going to put the welfare of our community ahead of your financial interests. It's as simple as that. If the government doesn't legislate a complete ban on gambling advertising, then they will just prove that they're as gutless as all of their predecessors.
Doctors in Victoria and South Australia say a so-called gag clause that stops them bringing up the option of accessing voluntary assisted dying are unprecedented in healthcare and need to be scrapped. A new report released by charity Go Gentle Australia provides the first national snapshot of how voluntary assisted dying laws are operating in Australian states and territories. The CEO of Go Gentle Australia, Dr. Linda Swan, says overall the report shows the laws are operating effectively and safely in every jurisdiction, but barriers to access remain.
We asked the healthcare practitioners, what could we do to help make voluntary assisted dying services work better? And they were very clear in their feedback. Remove the restrictions on the use of telehealth in voluntary assisted dying. It's an outdated restriction that doesn't reflect contemporary practice and it needs to be changed. The second thing was pay us fairly. It's hard when you're dealing with families in the processes of grief and end of life. And it's even harder when you're doing a lot of it for free or pro bono.
And to sport, Big Girl Reagan, whose dance routine in the Paris Olympics breaking event received ridicule on social media, has received the full backing of the Sports Federation. Rachel Gunn, a 36-year-old Australian university lecturer known in breaking as Big Girl Reagan, was criticised by social media trolls online for her dancing, which included mimicking the movements of a kangaroo. Gunn lost all three of her round-robin battles, scoring 0 points. Breaking judge Martin Gillian, also known as Mark Billity, says Reagan was outmatched by her competitors, but she deserves praise for her creativity.
Breaking is all about originality and bringing something new to the table and representing your country or region, and this is exactly what Reagan was doing. She got inspired by her surroundings, which in this case, for example, was kangaroo, you know, the animal. Like for us, she basically represented breaking and hip-hop. She was trying to be original and bring something new to the table. So from our perspective, there was nothing really shocking.
Breaking is not on the program for the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028, but the World Dance Sport Federation says it is hoping the sport is added to the next Summer Games program to be hosted in Brisbane. And now, having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny 31, Perth, a shower 221, Adelaide, mostly sunny 23, Melbourne, sunny 20, Hobart, mostly sunny 19, Albury-Wodonga, sunny 19, Canberra, partly cloudy 18, Wollongong, a shower 218 degrees, Sydney, much the same, with a top of 20, Newcastle, similar conditions, and a top of 21, Brisbane, rain 21 degrees, Townsville, also rainy and 23 degrees, Cairns, partly cloudy day 27, Alice Springs sunny and 24 degrees, Darwin some forecast and 34, and the Torres Strait Islands sunny day ahead and a top of 29 degrees. And that is an ITV Radio News.